Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Understanding when you put all the pieces together, you know.
And there's a lot of pieces.
Well, you put all these pieces together, you know, Bill Ayers and, you know, fundamentally transforming America. And I don't believe, you know, I'll just tell you out front, I don't believe any candidate's the answer. I believe Jesus is the answer. Mm-hmm. We've turned to men so long. He said there'll be a day that men will worship angels, you know, and I believe, you know, by the way, Mormon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. And so, but in regards to that, we're seeing the church, you know, worship men and worship messengers instead of worship Jesus. And that, you know, I don't believe any political party is the answer. I believe that the church is the answer if we repent, you know, and turn to God. And what a lot of people are not understanding when you're putting the pieces together, you know, Israel's being surrounded by a caliphate right now. Mm-hmm. You know, our president is not only has empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, but in Egypt and taking down the Libyan president and saying that the Syrian president needs to step down. And it's just really like, oh, my goodness, this is like world caliphate power is going on. But the whole thing is, I really, truly believe it has more to do with Hillary Clinton in the background. You watch in the future and you can see from yesterday, is Hillary Clinton going to be the Secretary of State chosen for the vice presidential ticket? You got to hear that, you know, from the highlights or go on the VFN torch to be able to see that. But also what you'll find on the torch is very important is a video. You got to see this video. Because this is what a lot of Americans don't understand in regards to how it works. Somebody says, well, only 3,000 people showed up at the particular thing in D.C. Well, what the enemy wants to do, the enemy wants to get a stronghold. And once they get a place, and I think about the Murfreesboro Mosque that is being established there. And like I said, it's JJ, you know, Jesus and the Jews that you know, truly follower of the Quran has an adversarial relationship with the Jews and the Christians and, you know, wants to bring them into servitude to convert them or to kill them. And that's what it says. Right. You know, we have that on the torch. You can see the Quran right next to the Bible. It's written right there. Place the sword right up the edge of their head. But understanding that, so we're not, it's not, what we're saying is not against, you know, a religion or anything like, it's just like, that the very fact that, you know, you're building a 50,000 square foot mosque in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. No, a 50,000 square foot Islamic facility with a 10,000 square foot mosque there that doesn't even have population to fill it yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have, this is how it works.
Like 200 people, right?
Yeah, it's 200 members, but yeah, it's 50,000. This is why, America, let me tell you why. Church, and this is to the church, not, you know, and if you're listening, you know, I think you're going to get some wisdom with this, that this is how it's going to be done. This is how it's been done in Europe. And you can see this, that it's immigration through migration. That once this facility is open, and it's open now, and they're going to fill that 50,000 square foot school, playgrounds, mosque. I mean, 50,000 is huge. And they're going to fill it by bringing people, Muslims, into America, and all of a sudden they will just migrate through migration alone. Mm-hmm. And what this video that you can see on the torch, it shows you that that this is what's been happening in the world. Eventually, you know, Europe will be an Islamic, you know, just through migration and osmosis alone, the fact that they're going there's more Muslims having children and more Muslims coming in through immigration just through numbers alone. They'll eventually be in the political offices and all of that. And the population, when you think about it, it takes 2.11 births to be able to maintain a culture. You can never reverse a culture that goes to 1.9 or below. So 1.3 is impossible. 1.3 births per family is impossible to be able to maintain that culture. And so what we're doing is like, what is the American culture? What was the original tenet of America? Well, you don't have enough time to correct. You cannot correct that. And so through birthing children alone and or migration, those two things together, you're outnumbering the culture that's there. So eventually that you just automatically take over because there's more of you, especially And that's why you're seeing democracy pushed, you know, democratic mm-hmm. forms of government, because that's when you'll find out everybody that says freedom and democracy eventually are led by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they can get in there and they can infiltrate that and, you know, get mm-hmm. enough votes and you can get in there versus a republic, which is a representative form of government and the people are involved. But you can see this. This is happening right now. It's happened in Europe. They're expecting in the next, I don't know if it's 15 years or what, but you can see it because I don't have time to, you know, pull it up and show it to you. But with that, you know, it's called Islam, transformation through migration done yeah. by immigration.
Yeah. You know, they said that Germany be a Muslim nation within 20 years.
Well, you know, it says, you know, 1.9, the birth rate of 1.9 mm-hmm. is impossible to turn back on. You can't, in 80 to 100 years, you can't turn back. Well, mm-hmm. France is at 1.8. Their birth rate's 1.8. England's at 1.6. Greece is at 1.3. Germany's at 1.3. These are cultures that are going to be gone to Islam.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they're migrating in and they're having children. Now the church is actually, as we'll find out, and as John shared, I believe, yesterday when on Mother Teresa, that the church is aborting our children. We're aborting mm-hmm. our children and choosing not to have them and choosing that we're more important than the next generation. So the church mm-hmm. you can change this two ways. One is to begin to be family like God's called you to be family and bring order back to marriage and bring order back to the home. And family and have children and raise them up in the ways of God. Mm-hmm. But also you can witness to Muslims the Absolutely. Love of God and they can convert. You know, they can convert from Islam mm-hmm. to Christianity because right. they'll find Jesus in the way to God. So it's not over, but if you do nothing, mm-hmm. if you do nothing, I mean, think about, you know, the birth rate. And Italy's at 1.9 birth rate. Think about it. 1.9, you cannot turn to 1.9. You cannot mm-hmm. turn to 1.9. And so where we are right now, just through immigration alone, Spain is at 1.1.
Mm.
You know, I think about it. The European Union, 31 countries' fertility rate in the European Union, which is having children, is 1.38.
Wow. The new term they're going to call it Eurabia or something like that. You're, you know, combining Europe you know, and one new term I heard, but it's like, wow. It's huge.
Well, you're looking at the Ottoman Empire. You're looking at a reestablishment of the Ottoman Empire. You're looking at, you know, if you read about, you know, end times and all, you're looking at there would be, you know, you'll have the beheading church religious mm-hmm. folk, and then you'll have the harlot church, and then you'll have mm-hmm. the church, mm-hmm. you know. And so through immigration alone, and so when you see something like this mosque at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is between Nashville and Franklin, Tennessee, that, you know, understand that Nashville has a Parthenon with the goddess Athena, 41-foot, 10-inch tall goddess Athena in it that the government owns and pays the upkeep. And people come to be able to pay homage to it and all that, you know, we're not going to win this battle still doing that. The issue is not Islam. The enemy mm-hmm. is not. Our enemy is not Islam. Our enemy is not Muslims. You know, these are men and women who God loves. The That's enemy right. is Satan. Mm-hmm. And the love of God should be coming through the church, but we got to repent, you know, mm-hmm. and get back to this place again. I know we're staying on this, but understand that we're in a place right now that even in Russia is their birth rate in Russia, for example, is 8.1 per family, which is a pretty high, you know, birth rate in regard to that. But in France, I think it was France, is like 1.2. I'm not really sure about that. But 30% of the children ages 20 and younger. Well, this is the Islamic birth rate. The Islamic birth rate is 8.1 per family in Russia. 8.1 per Russia. So 30% of the children ages 20 and younger are Islamic in Russia.
Mm. 30%
of the children 20 years old or younger are Muslim children.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge, isn't it?
That is.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally huge. And so I'm talking about this because it's not about, you know, freedom of religion. It's not about First Amendment. It is specifically about there's going to be migration take place where people who are loyal to Muhammad and Islam, who's not loyal to JJ, Jesus and the Jews, and they're going to be against, I mean, just for us just preaching Jesus and declaring that he's the way to God and even loving them in the midst of what's going on, they're going to see that as an adversarial relationship. You know, I was talking to John Stenberger, as I mentioned in the first hour, I said, you're just preaching Jesus, you know, they see that as an adversarial type relationship, like you're trying to pick a fight or something. And it's like, well, no, just loyal to our God.
Right.
You know, and that we're told to, you know, turn the other cheek, you know, and to all these different things. But you got to see this. You got to see this because, you know, in 2027 is predicted that 1 in 5 Frenchmen will be Muslim.
Wow.
1 in 5 Frenchmen. And this, it's just everything's turning around. The next 40 years, within 39 years, in 39 years, France will be an Islamic Republic.
Wow.
So what do you think the goal is for, you know, Islam in America? It's to do away with the Constitution, totally do away with the Constitution and bring the Quran, you know, as the rule of law.
Right.
You know, and so it's just amazing that, you know, we just sit back and we let our own, we forget where our founding fathers are, changing our history. And that if you go back and I like Alan Barton, you got to go to Wall Builders. You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com or go onto your application on your phone or, you know, VFNTV app. But understanding that our original intent of our founding fathers was freedom to go after God and to not interfere with each other's going after God and to not be under tyrannical rule. Listen, there couldn't be anything more tyrannical than being under Islamic law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, they're already in Egypt since our president empowered the Muslim Brotherhood there. Mm-hmm. And Morsi is now the president, and he said that he resigned a few moments before, you know, becoming president and taking the president out, you know, that now they're crucifying people on the cross, they're saying.
Mm.
They're crucifying their own citizens on a cross.
Wow.
It's like, church, wake up. Do you know this? This is, think about this. Imagine this. Imagine that we repent. Imagine the God of the Bible is the God of today, and he is, and that he just wants us to turn back to him, and he does. And then when we do, he forgives us, and he heals our land, and we follow his ways, and he lets us keep America, you know, like God's wild card, you know, almost, you know, we can, it's not written in the context. It could be, I mean, we could be the spiritual Babylon.
Yeah.
You know, people say, you know, he's God's, America's God's wild card. Well, that means also that we could fall in a day. It doesn't mean also we're some, you know, trump card or something. And so with that, you know, and then all of a sudden God lets us keep it, and we can be light and stand with Israel in these days of great turbulence is coming over. Because right now, you know, JJ, remember Jesus and the Jews, that Islam is so against Israel that right now they're planning on a strategy from Iran to fire nuclear weapons into this little small country called Israel. And the prime minister said, listen, you know, we're not going to wait. What's the quote that he gave? The prime Benjamin Netanyahu?
Actually, the former ambassador said, he said, we'd rather be condoned by the world while we're still alive than to be consoled by the world while we die.
And that's one part of JJ. You understand that's the Jews. Those who follow Jesus need to say the same thing because the outcome is the same. The outcome is the same. So by September the 29th, is it?
Yeah.
September 29th, they're gonna make a decision what they're gonna do, and they may do it that day. They may come and fire some sort of weapon into Iran, which is gonna create this great huge turbulence, which is the last part of the 33 words which you can find about on the Goshen blog. You know, that here we are. I meant Jim Baker, God gave him 33 words, 32 of them came to pass, and the only one left that hasn't come to pass yet is there's nuclear material in Kedron Valley. Israel has a little bit of nuclear material there. I mean, there's fixing to be great turbulence, you know, in the Middle East. And understand that when it all begins to shake and quake, the enemy doesn't just go run and hide. That's when the enemy pushes in. They've been strategizing that for a long time. So it's going to be relentless. It's going to be a relentless push. But, you know, we can repent now. The reason why we're putting this out and the reason why we're talking to you now and the reason why we ourselves are standing up for the freedom before we lose it, you know, and not squander our First Amendment. Think about it. that is so you can hear and believe that it's okay to repent. Don't be fearful. Don't hide behind rocks. Don't hide behind religion. Don't say you can't say nothing because the government won't let you say something because they threaten you or something. No, that's right. That's the First Amendment says you can say something. We're going to make available, John Stemberger's talk to the church. We're going to make it available to you on VFN TV as well. And he's an attorney, and he's talking to the church, telling them, listen, this is your rights as the church. Mm-hmm. And he tells us very specifically, along with the actual laws and all that kind of stuff. We'll make that available, to you on VFNTV.com. But listen, we're going to have to stand up, but there's not going to be anything to stand up for.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God will survive. I mean, the church will survive, but America might not if we don't wake up.
That's right.
If we don't wake up, it might not survive. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you right now that if you have not yet said, you know what? God, I'm going to revisit your word. I'm going to revisit your truth again. I'm going to look back at your word and say, you know what? God, you're right. Let every man be a liar and God be the truth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.